Tuesday, June 6th, starting in the Cal Courtyard at UC Santa Cruz, outraged communities of color initiated a high-profile action to demand concrete infrastructural support for diversity at UC Santa Cruz. While the university has made a rhetorical commitment to diversity, custodians, who are predominantly workers of color, continue to receive up to 30% less in wages than their counterparts at Cabrillo College and CSUMB. UCSC has actively denied institutional support and failed to recognize the centrality of student-initiated outreach and retention programs to making diversity viable at UCSC. Large numbers of valuable senior faculty of color have been, or may be, forced to resign due to hostile working environments. Administrators and university policies have actively upheld all these problems. The Diversity Coalition will be seeking answers from the university and outlining a vision for affirmative diversity sustained by infrastructural support. So with that, numbers of students gathered on Tuesday at 11 to march on the Humanities College Dean's office. So let's hear a little bit about why folks were gathering. You'll hear from Amanda Walker, who kicked off the rally with a little explanation about why folks were gathering.
Today we are united as students, workers, and faculty. There are a lot of issues, different issues that are seemingly disconnected, but today we're trying to connect these issues under the guise of institutional racism. Do you all know what institutional racism is?
Yes. Tell us.
Institutional racism is the fact that Professor Young, Judy Young, Professor Lipsitz have already left this campus, and Professor Rose is about to leave this campus this year. Also, Nefertiti Tadiar, who's a professor in the History of Consciousness Department, is almost positively leaving this year as well. Almost 40% of the faculty of color on this campus may not be here next fall. That's institutional racism. And that's senior faculty members, not just lecturers. So it is not coincidental that the progressive faculty on this campus who teach race and ethnic studies are the ones leaving. They have been forced out by the racist administration, specifically from the Dean of Humanities. He is one of the targets, but he is not the only one. This institutional racism can be found in the office of the UC Office of the President. It can be found in the Humanities office right down there. It can be found in the Chancellor's office. It can be found in Sacramento with Arnold. It can be found in the White House with the President Bush. It can be found in Iraq with the occupation of Iraq. All these issues are connected, but they don't want us to see that. They want us to see the disconnection between them so that we don't unite. We are here today as a united force for faculty of color retention on this campus, for student of color resources, and for the workers who are primarily people of color. This also stems from a huge racist history of colonialism that the U.S. is responsible for. This America was founded on the backs of people of color.
Hell yeah.
And that same history can be found today when we're talking about AFSCME, when we're talking about faculty of color on this campus, and when we're talking about student of color resources.
So that was Amanda Walker, one of the Diversity Coalition organizers. After she spoke, a few other people got on the horn and eventually marched on the Humanities College office, the administrator's office for the Humanities College at UCSC, where a few folks spoke as well. We're going to hear next D. Scott, 20-year-old theater arts major.
Rose, we talk about Professor Lipsitz, Nefertiti Talia, Young, but it's not about bodies. It's not about bodies and what they look like. It's about the politics and the people that they represent with those politics. I think think we've all had experiences in the past when people we've loved and people who have meant stuff to us have been let go. And I know in my case, when I met with administrative persons, they told me, don't worry about it, kid. We'll get someone else to fill that position. It's not about the position. It's what they mean to us, and it's what they do for us. And I find that kind of shit ridiculous in a university that maintains rhetoric that talks about their commitment to diversity. And in the first place, that shit doesn't mean anything. This language is all a facade. It's set to confuse us and divide us. But the language conflicts directly with the action. ESOC, ATAC, Rainbow, APISA, FSA, all these organizations that do all the work and get these kids out there, but not only get these kids out there, that retain us, that keep us here, these programs are constantly underfunded. They're constantly undercut. And the people who support them and represent them are constantly disrespected. And that's why we're here, because that's crap. So they talk about diversity, and what they really want when they have diversity, they want hella folks that look like us up here in the classes that don't teach us anything about ourselves and anything about that world. So that way they can walk around from classroom to classroom and campus to campus, and everything is photo land opportunity for them. And then they can paste our little pretty smiling faces and all those little pretty brochures that they send out to all those little pretty high schools. And that's funny to me, because I think we all know people who have been plastered all over those brochures, smiling and grinning like the shit is okay. But what happens when we talk to them? What happens when we talk to Dania Richards? What happens when we talk to Christina Reyes? What do they say? They're as angry as I am right now, shouting, screaming, confused, and conflicted. And that's funny to me. But it's funny, but it's not cute. Because it's not just them. It doesn't matter your ethnicity, your race, your sexuality. The fact is, most people on this campus are disgruntled. And it shouldn't be that way. You shouldn't feel burdened by an institution that you pay damn near $25,000 a year to go to. This is our campus. And as much as they want to tell us that the narratives that we present don't matter, that's crap. We make this run, and we can decide what classes we can get. We need to come together across racial and ethnic lines. We have brilliant, brilliant minds, and they are currently robbing us of the opportunity to learn about the various histories that have come to shape the conditions that we're living in right now, both those who prosper and those who are suffering.
That was Dee Scott, a theater arts major outside the humanities office at UCSC. And next we'll hear Paula Ioannida, one of the other organizers of the rally. You can check out indiebay.org/Santa Cruz, and there's a feature in the mid-column of Santa Cruz Indie Media with some photos from this action, as well as some other commentary and links to press releases and other talking points on this issue. So let's hear Paula Ioannida next.
This is about you and your histories, and asking that the institution gives you the recognition that you deserve and talks about your histories and makes you feel like you matter.
Absolutely. Yeah.
This is about the faculty of color and faculty of all racial and gender groups who are committed to teaching the histories of your people and our people and the people that made this country and the people that are going to sustain this country for many, many years to come. We're talking about workers, we're talking about students, we're talking about faculty, we're talking about staff who have been institutionally disrespected, have been institutionally disenfranchised. That means lack of funding. That means lack of public recognition for all the work that student organizations do to bring diversity to this campus. It is time that the institution and its racism and sexism is challenged. We are asking for affirmative diversity. What that means is not just rhetoric about diversity. It is not just talk. What it's about is creating an infrastructural support to actually make affirmative diversity happen at a practical level. We have lost some key members who were helping us do that. We have lost our beloved George Lipsitz. We have lost our beloved Judy Young. We have lost Professor Tricia Rose. And we're not ready to lose anymore.
Yeah!
We are asking the institution to to actively retain people of color at this university. What that means is changing policies and changing their attitude about seemingly apolitical administrative strategies and practices. What that means is actually acknowledging that UCSC is not the progressive place it thinks it is. If you really want to make diversity happen on this campus, you have to address the histories and, on a practical level, support students, faculty, staff, and workers of color. If you want diversity to happen at this university, you better give the custodians on par wages, living wages, so that they can live in the same community as you do. If you want diversity at this campus, what it means is that you keep funding and supporting and recognizing the major student outreach organizations who are the primary reasons why students of color stay at this damn place.
Paula Ioannida, one of the organizers of the UCSC Diversity Coalition, speaking last Tuesday at outside the Humanities Office Administration Building. And eventually folks marched their way over to the Redwood Lounge by the Baytree Bookstore, where Denise Denton, Chancellor of UCSC, was meeting with some student body organization, I'm not sure who, and they held a silent protest around the windows and doors where this meeting was being held. So they basically had, you know, 50 or 60 people surround the building with green sashes over their mouths, illustrating the silence that the administration has fostered on campus. And once the meeting ended, Denise Denton, the chancellor, made her way out and was accosted by folks. So we'll hear a little bit of that audio now as she was making her way out the building. And they broke the silence.
Break the silence. Denton, you talk the talk, now walk the walk.
Show me what diversity looks like. This is what diversity looks like. Show me what diversity looks like.
This is what diversity looks like.
Show me what diversity looks like.
This is what diversity looks like.
Show me what diversity looks like.
Chancellor, do you have any comments about what students are protesting here today?
He's not taking comments.
Show me
no
what
comments?
Diversity
excuse me, please don't push me. I'm a journalist. I have a right to ask you questions.
What's
the university doing about diversity issues here on the campus to retain faculty?
We have a strong focus on diversity, and we're doing all that we can to retain the very best student, staff, and faculty to enhance diversity on campus. And there's a lot of people who care a lot about it. So we appreciate the student activism and the strong support being shown here.
What about the issue of wage parity for janitors?
We're going to get going.
We're working directly with janitors on that issue.
And there was Denise Denton trying to run away from the crowd and make her way to her fancy $60,000 automobile with her two drivers. But she was unable to leave because people surrounded the vehicle. And she eventually agreed to listen to students and actually address the students on some of these issues. So we'll hear next Denton very briefly addressing some of the student concerns, and here's that cut.
I appreciate the concern that you all are showing regarding diversity issues, and I'm going to be listening to all that you have to say, but I really do have to go. I can't stay here right now. I think it's great that you're activists, that you're engaged in these issues.
I don't think you have a choice whether or not you're staying.
Well, I do have to move on. So I get your message. We're working hard on retaining and recruiting the very best students, staff, and faculty. Diverse and outstanding group.
That was Denton. She eventually was sort of reluctantly, very uncomfortably watching a student skit on diversity issues. We're not going to hear that, but we'll go to one other cut from another student after the rally. Denton eventually drove off, and the students rallied a little more in the Baytree Plaza, and a few more speakers had some things to say. So we'll hear a quick interview with Joy Yanga, an American Studies major at UCSC, and here's a short interview with Joy Yanga.
Why do you think this is an important rally, and what do you hope to accomplish?
Well, this is an important rally because, as of right now, the community of color is being discriminated against largely on different, multiple levels. There claims to be equality and an equal ground for everyone, and we're here to resist and to acknowledge that that is an absolute lie. Custodians, mostly people of color, are here rallying for a better wage and actually living wages, it's a demand that really needs attention. And the fact that it's being pushed back for years is a sign that this is not an equal playing ground for anyone at all. No one is getting equal pay. People are getting ridiculous high amounts of money and not being accountable to these people. Number two, student outreach programs and organizations here on campus are being denied the money that we need to bring diversity into this campus. On the student brochures, diversity is a key and major factor on it, and we are here to acknowledge that that is not possible without the work of students, without the work of organizations doing this job. We need the money that's promised to us, we need the money to do the work, and the fact that we're not getting it shows that, again, it's racism. It's students of color that are being affected on this level. Number three, faculty of color are being disposed. About 40% of the faculty of color here on campus this year are being forced to leave or are leaving because of hostile, racist, and sexist working conditions, working environments. And to be frank, they don't need this. They don't need this. They are very professional, high qualified teachers who have initiated student-directed seminars, who have created spaces for diversity here on campus, who have inculcated in their curriculum a study for race and ethnicity, which is absolutely absent in the American Studies department, in the humanities as well, but stressing the American Studies department. So those are the three reasons, and those are the three key reasons why I feel that the color, community of color here are being directly under attack. It's institutionalized, and the language is made to seem invisible and uncomprehendable to students, to faculty, to workers, and we're here to stand up and acknowledge that that's going on. It's a form of the new racism, and it's actually just a vehicle to get this movement started and to get people in higher positions, in the positions that that they applied for, to actually do the job that they applied for, to hold them accountable for their job positions. And if they deny that, then they shouldn't have checked the boxes, they shouldn't have signed anything at the end of applying that they were qualified for it. So,
What do you think about Denise Denton's reaction? I mean, she seems to be putting forward the notion that, you know, she's a queer woman of color running the university. She's surrounded herself with people of color in high administrative positions who just drove her away. You know, those were two people of color. But what do you think about her, how she just kind of walked away and her reaction? What's your response to that?
She's not a queer woman of color. She's a white woman queer. And so that makes all the difference. And her response to not listening to students is her individual choice. At the same time, it's also an institutionalized choice to be surrounded by a body of students who are and workers and who are out here today, and turning her back is a metaphor and is symbolic and is the exact same response we get from her and the administration on an everyday level. So that act, it just shows what is being done every day. And it's as simple as that. And and the fact that this is a daily struggle and that it manifested that way just shows the amount of severed communication between the students, administration, faculty, staff that needs to be bridged right now, today.
Great. Well, thanks for your comments.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Why do faculty have to go, hey, hey, ho, ho? Why do faculty have to go, hey, hey, ho, ho? Why do faculty have to go, hey, hey?
All right. That concludes our coverage of this protest for diversity at UC Santa Cruz. You're tuned into the Indy Newswire show on Freak Radio 101.1 FM. Stay tuned for more news and information.